Well, it was a nice night tonight for the Norbern Hardin Central Aggies as the Aggies knock off Bramer 56-6. And right now we've got Coach Kirk Thacker on the line. And Coach, pretty impressive win tonight. I know you'll take that.
We will take that. We've been on a three-game losing streak, and I told the boys this week we needed to change. We had a ball that we punctured at practice on Monday because we've lost all three games with that ball, and we've got a new ball. And you know, a little superstition never hurt anything. So the boys have had a good time, and we came out and started the game at 4:00 because of the storm's possibility. And it was like having a junior high game for that sake. Homecoming at Bramer, a lot of people came out, and nice warm night and good night for football.
I bet you'll take that special ball you're talking about. Yeah. Probably take that baby home and put it under your pillow. You'll keep track of it, though,
We'll keep track of it, that's for sure.
Kirk, talk about how'd you get it done offensively? 56 points, you do it on the ground, through the air. How'd that all happen?
We are a ground-and-pound team. We had our quarterback slash running back, Kaiser Hughes. He's a senior. He's second leading rusher in the state. Eight-man. He has over 800 yards on the season. I have him down for about 16, 17 yards unofficially. Had three touchdowns rushing. He also threw a touchdown pass to Keaton Lair, one of our tight ends. Then we kind of, at that time, kind of had things in hand, and we were able to give it over to some of our other kids. I know Daniel Roth, our fullback, had a touchdown, and our backup quarterback slash backup tailback, Braden Schick, ended up with three touchdowns, I believe. And, you know, it was mostly a lot of defensive work, too. I've got they fumbled three times, and Braden Schick, I just mentioned, he recovered three of the fumbles. Cash Lebo recovered a fumble, and Nate Hawkins recovered a fumble for us. And so we were able to get the ball, playing good defense, and have short fields and capitalize on it.
You know, and I'm thinking Norbern Hardin Central, a long time rivalry, even back when you guys played 11 football.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, there have been days where both teams have been very good in 11-man football.
Yes, it's the CRC Conference. Used to have with Polo, Lone Jack, Oric, you know, a lot of history there. And so the three schools together have had some major battles in years past.
Well, you're 2-3 right now. Like we said, next week you're back at home. You take on Osceola.
Right.
And I think that's a team hasn't been playing eight-man football all that long, have they?
They've been playing it a couple years. Osceola beat us in the playoffs last year.
Okay.
Beat us 48-44. We've got a little bit of revenge factor to playing in our favor for this one. They get to come to us, a long trip for them up here, and be in the friendly confines of Lee Metter Stadium here at Hardin, Missouri, and Hardin Central High School. So I'm very comfortable there. I've run a lot of my games there. So absolutely, we know that they are a strong running team. They're kind of a mirror image of us. They're a run while you can, pass if you have to type of team. And so that's kind of what we are. It looks like one of those that's going to be a real nice slobber knocker.